from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Alrighty. Akon. That's whose song this is.
Oh, yeah.
Let me guess.
A-K-O-N.
Of course he spells it with a K. Of course.
Akon.
Everybody's got to now try to be cute with letters.
What is your deal?
Man. I'll tell you what. We're popping around today.
Yeah.
Jumping, popping. Let's go to Alex in the city. He's been waiting patiently. What's up, Alex? How you doing?
Doing great, guys. No problem. You guys got a great show going this morning. You're crushing it.
Thanks, man.
Lifelong Niners fan.
Okay.
Born into it. Love Jim Harbaugh. This is just as unrelated to what I wanted to talk about.
All right.
But just with that last caller, doesn't know what he's talking about. Jim Harbaugh's great. TJ Houshmandzadeh's interview last night, I listened to the whole thing. A great example of, just because you're really good at something doesn't mean you know how it works. I know how to use a cell phone. I can't build one. And I think that his comments about, you know, how Jed York needs to figure this out. Jed York has nothing to do with anything. I mean, yeah, he can make the call, but I want Ayuk. I want him bad. I want him at the original deal. And I think that may be, and I don't know, but that may be the issue here. He saw the prices going up and he said, I want those prices. I want to be the number one or wherever he wants to be. And maybe he's willing to take a discount, but that probably turned everyone off back in May. Go back to the original deal. Put some incentives in there for him to get paid a little bit more. Let's get this deal done. He's really important, but I don't think he's $30 million important. He's $26 million important.
Thanks, Alex.
Man.
I completely agree. I'm never going to let you forget that Steph and Draymond wanted Avery Bradley.
Man.
They're just players.
Now we heard your boy, the owner, say that. Shout out Laker. But yeah. Let me ask you this. I'm going Dr. Phil.
Sure.
Dr. Ruth. Yeah. Do you think after tomorrow's game that jars either Ayuk or the front office to say, you know what, we're 2 weeks away now, 3 weeks away from the real game? Like, do you think
the game do it, though? In a game he's not going to play anyway.
No, it just represents that the season is that much closer.
No.
So no urgency after this one's in the book.
No.
Wake up Sunday morning like, you know what, we got 2 more weeks of this, and then we're hosting the Jets.
No, in fact, it might go the other way. I don't know what Ayuk's situation is, but I know what Trent Williams' situation is. I read the whole story yesterday on CBS Sports from a writer named Joel Corey, who used to be an agent. Trent Williams ain't in Tennessee tomorrow. He gets fined $1 million. Or, I'm sorry, he loses a game check for 1.1. 49ers are probably like, fine, we'll save 1.1.
But you know, they can fadangle.
Nah, apparently not. You can do that with the Ayuk ones. Apparently you can't do it with veterans. Yeah.
Now, if you are correct, and I believe you are, shout out Joel Corey, Steinhit, that leads me to believe this might be more serious than...
Take your time, Trent.
But he's, how much has he made? What'd you say, $175 million in his career?
68.
168. He'll be fine.
Hey, by the way, this has been an off season where... is this too strong? Steph Curry, shots fired. With bottom feeders and that. No. Well,
he didn't even need to open his grill. We already knew what time it was.
Well, when he opened it, it became more urgent.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, I listened to this yesterday, and I didn't like it. If you're a Warrior fan, yikes.
This is everything I imagined it to be. Obviously, this is my first go-around in the Olympics. Knew we were going to get challenged by a great Serbia team, and to have to beat them three times this summer was going to be tough. I just kind of got lost in the moment of understanding how big this stage is and what's at stake for this team, and it was special. It was the most fun, you know, I've had in a very long time, and to dig deep like we did with this group and get a win, special. So I'm kind of basking in that right now, and obviously know we got another tough challenge, France, on their home court.
That sounds like a guy who hasn't been having fun the last couple years.
Now, I will say to that, are we shocked? His team did not make the playoffs. And depending on who you are out there, I thought he was talking about his own team in regard to bottom feeders. But again, Steiny, wow, he said in a very long time, and last year it was trying. So no marketing, no PG-13. We'll see what they got.
Yeah, we will. We absolutely will.
DeAnthony Melton.
Well, you know, he's the funny thing is and you know, what the minute I heard that the Warriors had acquired DeAnthony Melton, I thought, well, that's a guy Guru's going to hate.
No, I've always been fond of his game.
Yeah,
he caught something. His body let him down.
But he's not a ha ha, so you don't like him.
No, he got a little.
He's got no ha.
Steiny, he can get hot. There's different rules.
Average seven a game.
Yeah, I ain't saying he's Allen Iverson, but he could put it on the floor. He can get hot from three. He's not a stiff by any stretch. And he would have got a bigger contract had he not got hurt.
Yeah. Dr. Nirav Pandya, very worried about his back.
Now, he came on and said...
it was 3 months ago.
Okay, yeah, because he kind of fixed it last time we talked to him.
He's still worried.
I broke my back.
Benny and I and Bonte and Pandya and his son, we all... we're at the Summer League game together. Take a little photo.
With all due respect to Dr. Nirav Pandya,
yeah,
he doesn't deserve a... that's reserved for stars.
He is the star.
Wow, no, dude.
Listen.
Dr. This is how Mount Rushmore in the Bay, on it.
This is how it works. Hey, Goo, I was talking to Curry the other day. Hey, Goo, you know who I bumped into at the grocery store? Buster Posey. Pandya doesn't get a sniff.
Please.
He's like...
you called him for your hip. I called him for my knee, and he returned the call.
I did not call him
for
my hip.
You sent him an email.
You're wrong again. When's the last time you got something right?
The Giants.
Good luck.
Pandya came in for an appearance.
Oh, there you go. All
he was sitting in a chair. I asked him about hips.
Same thing.
It's not even close.
Yeah. Man. I love you, Doc.
Jonathan Kuminga, in case you're just joining us.
Now,
Jake Fisher, CBS Sports.
Yahoo. 2 days in a row.
Well, that's even more reputable. Yahoo. Jonathan Kuminga will be asking for the max.
Yeah, man.
4 years, $224 million. God, it was almost 222.
Man,
but
that's
some 224.
Cash.
That, if you can do the math,
give it to me, Steiny.
That averages $56 million a year.
What are your options? We talk about leverage.
Tell them to pound sand.
Yeah, but they're not. And they're not trading them by all accounts, Downey. So he'll be like his counterparts. Barnes, who's our guy in Orlando?
They're not going to pay him that.
Steiny, what are you going to do? Said go tell out there.
You're going to do. Here's what they might do. Do to Kuminga exactly what the Niners are doing to Ayuk. Come back and play on your fourth or fifth year, whatever it is for him. Fourth year.
What if you lose him mentally, though, Kuminga?
Well, then you should be glad you never gave him the money in the first place.
Wow. Now this will be another man. We can't escape the money.
Five players. Okay, five players from that class.
Wagner
have got. I have the list.
Oh, okay.
Let's do the complete list.
Well, relax, baby.
Don't tell me to relax.
R-E-L-A-X. That's my favorite.
Okay, so.
R-E-L-A-X. Relax.
Why don't Warrior fans tell me if Jonathan Kuminga belongs in this group or not? Cade Cunningham, Evan Mobley, Scotty Barnes, Franz Wagner. Oh, that's only four. There's four guys.
We get it.
Four guys. Does he belong in that list?
Now, I'm going to say he belongs because what has Cade Cunningham done? You know, there's still hope. I like his game, but he's done. Like,
he's better.
Or he's going
what
to be better.
What has Kuminga done?
Had flashes last year, Stein.
Well, Cade Cunningham hasn't?
No, and he has.
Cunningham is better than Jonathan Kuminga.
Right now?
Yes.
Oh, man. The other three of that four, Stoney, I have no. But it's not about does he belong in that class. It's about what Kuminga and his upside mean to this Warrior team. And if you're telling me, hey, we got Pods and Moody, it's been about Kuminga for 2 to 3 years. I just feel like he gets that number, Stoney.
I would not give him that much money. You've got to be kidding me.
Man.
Those other four guys.
So you have no problem with the other four getting what they got? Because we talk about the market, it is what it is.
They're irrelevant to me.
Well, you just mentioned them.
Right, because they got their bag. But what I'm saying is, when I look at these four players, they are so much more
polished,
complete players than he is.
But what about the Warriors? They can't look at it like, because it's not a choice out of those four and Kuminga. It's what Kuminga means to your future.
What does he mean to the future?
You got to ask the coaches. You got to ask Lakeup. And by all accounts, if they didn't want to include Kuminga in one of these trades, allegedly, you think that would bode well for him trying to get his money?
I would like to know what Warrior fans think about.
Man, that is a lot of chicken, boy.
56 million. I can't do it. I can't do it. He wants to come down to 35, 40. I guess that's the price of business. I'm not paying him $224 million.
So let me make this.
That's another thing to me. That's a recipe
for
a nightmare scenario. 3 years from now.
Tell me if you're going to coach Spadoni, chime in. This just me, man. So Jordan Love is the highest paid quarterback in the NFL. He's not the best quarterback in the NFL. He's entering this will be the second time as a starter, right? My point is he took advantage, Steiny, of the market. And do I love his potential and talent and what I've seen thus far? Yes. Talk about Jordan Love. So why couldn't Kuminga kind of get paid?
Kind of get paid?
Because, you know, just the same, like Wagner and Scotty Barnes. Like, I love him from Scotty Barnes.
They're
better. $230, however much he's getting. Like, is he worth that?
They're better.
I just don't know what alternatives the Warriors have.
The alternative is so simple, it's staring you right in the face. Don't extend him. Tell him to play for seven.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the remarkable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse wrap.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
$7.7 million this year.
We've and seen it's him not, get upset, though, with his minutes. And
So you're going to... Knowing that, you're going to reward a guy because he might get upset.
No, you might mess up his whole season.
Then move his ass. Right, he's not that important. Right,
but I'm throwing out there, you could lose him upstairs and he had the worst season ever because he's thinking, the young player thinking about his brand.
Well, good. Then you saved a lot of money. Mm. You saved a lot of money and you made a big-time smart decision. And the thing is, he's got even less leverage than Ayuk. What's he going to do? Sit out? No chance. And, here's the thing. Oh, the message. And what about... Listen, they essentially have a franchise tag on him, too, because only thing that... if you get Kuminga to come back for seven, play your fourth year, period. Then we'll talk about it. Wow. And you know what? Play your fourth year, and then you know what? Go out and get your deal. And if we like the deal, we'll match it.
Do you think there's any fan, Warrior fan, right now that would call this station and tell us they're paying Kuminga now?
I'd be shocked.
The way you just put it, 56 who would pay million? Him right now that money?
50?
Yes.
I don't know.
Because he ain't doing what you just alluded to earlier. We'll take 35 or 4, please. Wow.
Yeah,
this is another conundrum they're in.
5 years. My bad.
All right.
My bad.
So that would be what?
Let's redo the math.
Okay. All right.
Now you got to give it to him.
So what's that, 48?
540. Thank you, 415. Yeah, that would see 684. I made a mistake. I misread
that?
It. Yeah.
But what is that a year?
So that would be 44.
Oh, 40.
Wait, 40. No, 40.
Oh, boy.
It's a lot. Spinell, what's 224 divided by 5? Hurry.
44.8.
Yep. So that means in year 5, he'd be making 50, essentially. Because it would go 38, 42, 47.
Now, do you feel different now that number?
I don't. Mm. I can't pay a guy what the maximum salary is who is not even close to being a complete player. Man. I can't. I'm not saying he stinks.
No, I hear you.
I'm not saying I want to get rid of him. I'm not paying him $45 million on average.
Uncle Looney backing you up like goo. If he's that mentally fragile, then why you don't need him? But I do wonder, Stanley. I'm not saying this is why I do it, but if he doesn't get paid and you make him go play in this last year of his contract, are we going to get the best of him upstairs?
See, that's, you put way too much on that. Because the way these guys look at it, talking about Lacob and Myers and Dunleavy, is if he doesn't get his extension, it's a perfect time to evaluate
him.
Is he going to play hard? Is he going to mope? Is he going to grow as a player? Like, if he quits on you or he mopes on you, which, by the way, he's already done on a rookie deal, then he's making the decision for you. I don't know. That's a good question at 888-957-9570.
Do you think
how many Warrior fans would pay Jonathan Kuminga the max?
Do you think Joe Lacob and company know?
Know what?
Just how good he's going to be, or if he's going to be around for 10 years?
No. Nobody knows how good he's going to be.
But I know they got different evaluations and evaluators. I wonder if they, like Steiny, if he were to text you now, if he's listening to us on this Friday. Like,
who, Lacob?
Yeah, like Jonathan's going to get that money. We're betting on him.
Right, and the Warriors have made decisions that I've disagreed with in the past, and I've been right. I wouldn't have given Draymond Green his money.
Well, we
that was a mistake.
We agree with that.
All right? I wouldn't give Kuminga 45.
Would you include it? Would you have included pods in a deal that could have landed you marketing? I would have.
No, because it still because it cost you future first. I'm out. If I'm running the Warriors, unfortunately, actually, we might be on the same page.
A lot of people saying they wouldn't pay him
because I continue to see that the Warriors are really protective of Kuminga and Pajemski. So that tells me they don't want to include him in a trade because they are concerned with life after Curry. And I say, thank goodness, because I want my team that I root for to be good, not just this year, but for the next 6 or 7 years. And they feel that's the best way that they can do that. I don't.
So can this go into the season? Can this happen? When is there a drop dead date? When is
they have before this? Like they can resign. They can extend him up until the start of the season.
Okay.
Then once the season starts, he's got to come play. He's got to come play, or he doesn't have to come play. But I've never heard of a guy sitting out.
And they're going to need him to make
NBA.
That jump as big as he possibly can, Steiny. Like, man. Like no other. If Curry, if you know he wants to win, they're going to need Jonathan Kuminga to take that next step or steps. And I'm not saying he can't, but man, you kind of want him feeling good about everything before he tries it.
He should feel good that his game's improving and he's got a big opportunity with a good year to make a lot of money.
Wow.
Have another good year. Take another step. Maybe you make more than 45 if you think you're that good.
Yeah.
Let's go to Robin. Robin's in San Francisco.
On a Friday.
Hey, Robin.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Sure.
Hey, listen. This is all kind of speculation. I usually like to talk with some insight, but it's just speculation. So I just think that this fan base, I'm probably in the minority, they're overhyped. Kuminga. I'm serious. You know, if you want that kind of dude, you can go get it somewhere else. Go get it out your granddaddy's pocket. You ain't getting it out of mine. I think he's got a little bit more to prove. I've always felt that Kuminga, he has improved. That's great. He has. But I've always felt, and this is just a judgment on my part, I always felt he had an attitude problem that he wants to be a superstar, okay? And I don't think he'll ever be a superstar. I do like the way he fought for himself to get more minutes because that's how you do grow. But I just don't think he's all that like you guys think he is, and especially for that money. I wouldn't give him that money. To me, him asking for that type of money at this point in his career just proves to me how much, how selfish he is and how he's a really good ego if he ever became a superstar. I think he would be an a-hole. Peace out, you guys.
Wow.
Well, and I'm going to stick up for Kuminga
here. Go ahead, Steiny, because I'm going to jump in and love you, Robin. But, man, this
go ahead.
Part of his contract. This is an option for him to do just like the other four players you mentioned.
Yeah, Jonathan Kuminga is looking for a max extension. That's fair, but I ain't giving it to him. I get it. I understand why he's looking for one. He's seen these guys get broken off. I'm not giving him that. And the other thing is that I'm never the guy like, well, they gave it to Wagner. So what? That's their organization. That's their determination of that player. Like, that's the one thing where I get there's going to be a going rate for Purdy next year. And there's a going rate for a top five receiver this year. Mm-hmm. But if the assessment in the building is not that the player is that, then don't pay him as a top five quarterback.
Of those four players you mentioned, would you
take Cunningham?
All four of them over Kuminga?
Yes. Mm. Oh, my gosh. Not even close. I shouldn't say not. No, yes. I'd probably take Mobley first out of that group, but Cade Cunningham, I think, has got a shot to be really good. Right. And Barnes is, you know.
I love his game. Today's game, he's perfect, man.
I mean, Kuminga's not in that class. Now, one of the reasons he's not in that class is because, why? Cunningham gets to play for the Pistons. Mobley got to play for the Cavs early
Raptors,
in his career.
Barnes
and Wagner, they got to play more. And that's a frustration that I'm sure Jonathan Kuminga has.
Big time.
But he got drafted by a contender. Let's go to Moose. Moose is in San Jose. Warrior fans, you paying Kuminga the max. 5 years, $224. $45 million per. The max for Kuminga. Come on. What's up, Moose?
So I'm with you, Steiny, on the fact that you have to ask for it, or at least let his agent, but there's no way Jonathan Kuminga looks in the mirror and says, I'm worth $250 million or whatever that is. I mean, we're going off of like summer league tape here and the open gym runs that they had, those great looks he has in these TikTok videos. He's a good player. He has improved every year. But what do we say when Jordan Poole made that jump in that third year? We said, hey, he's made a significant enough jump to be able to be worth some sort of massive extension. I can't sit here. I can't look Kuminga in the eyes that he's made some incredible jump to where he deserves the extension. And then you made a point about the mental stuff. I mean, if he's going to be moping around the way he is before he even got to a point where he's allowed to ask for that deal, it's just it's tough for. I may sound like a regular guy out here on the 280 driving and being a hater, but it's hard for me to pay somebody over what they're worth just because he's the next guy up. That mentality in sports has hurting teams more than it's gotten teams the benefit of the doubt. And one quick comment on what Robin said. She said that, hey, if he does become an actual superstar, she thinks he would be an a-hole. I actually think the opposite. I think he has a great mentality for a superstar, but I don't know that he actually will become that superstar that he thinks he is. That's just my take.
No, I actually agree with you. I don't think that was a little strong for me too, because I think Kuminga's a good guy.
Yeah.
I think he's a real good guy.
And he's not pulling a Trent Williams being greedy, Robin, like coming out of nowhere with a cut. You know what I'm saying? This is an opportunity, and we saw all the other guys exercise it. Will he get his money?
No, and I just think he's more frustrated than anything. 408, Steiny, stop saying those other players are better than Kuminga. You don't know that. Those players got unlimited playing time on losing teams. Come on. Let me ask you all this question right now. If the Warriors, somebody came to the Warriors right now and said, we'll give you Cunningham for Kuminga, you think the Warriors are doing it?
Yeah.
What about if they said, we'll give you Mobley for Kuminga?
Yeah.
What about Scotty Barnes?
No doubt.
And Wagner, too. 888-957-9570 is the number. Jonathan Kuminga looking for a max extension from the Golden State Warriors. Team USA, a barn burner yesterday over Serbia. Brandon Ayuk, who knows what's going on with Brandon Ayuk. But the big story, wow, those Giants, they've won 10 of 14. Mm-hmm, or something like that. It is. No, hey, you know what?
You got to Google it.
Give them their flowers. Give them their flowers. They put together a
They put together
a two-week stretch of non-horse bleep baseball. Download the Odyssey app directly from our QR code on both YouTube and Twitch. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. Go everything.
back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Yeah! Oh, I love this groove. It's a banger.
I'm jealous Evan's going out there to kick it, man.
Where is Evan?
In the boss's office. We got Spadoni. Spadoni, I owe you an apology. I was out of pocket.
Which time?
I went to use the restroom.
Oh, boy.
He was in there, and I started up a conversation. I don't mind that.
Is that not okay?
I hate it.
I'm the one that made the loud noise, first of all. So, like, when I get out of the stall, I'm the big... I heard it, though. So there you go.
I'm not sure if there is a right or wrong here.
Don't talk to me when I'm in the men's room.
I've never had a conversation in a men's room. Ever.
That's awesome. Oh,
in fact,
boy.
If somebody says, hey, Steiny, I just pretend I'm not there.
Let me get out the restroom.
Hey,
what you got?
I just got a text from my buddy.
Lake up.
No.
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 That's been two Fridays in a row.
No. He keeps texting me. I'm trying to lose him. I just got asked a question.
I'm not going to sugarcoat it.
That
sit here and do a sugarcoat job.
It's a question that everybody loves to get asked. When you get asked this question, you're like, yes.
Do you want to dance?
Nope.
All right, what is it?
What's your mailing address? Yeah. Yeah, baby.
I'm thinking of Family Feud. Put it on the board. I don't know where I would put that. Okay, go ahead.
When anybody asks
you, number one.
When anybody asks you, what's your mailing address? Something's coming. And everybody still loves to get stuff in the mail.
That's great.
Yeah, my buddy's.
What's coming?
I don't know. That's what makes it so great.
But you need to know, then you know how excited to get.
Swag?
No.
Some kind of swag?
I ain't hating on you.
No.
Yeah, I need to know what it is to get that excited.
No, I mean...
Because I'll be like, what the hell? They want to know where my address is. Who is, you know.
What?
I got to see what quality of friend it is.
Your mailing address. Mm-hmm. I love it. All right. I'll be waiting on that, my friend.
What about the Kuminga calls? Who would pay them? Anybody?
Nobody.
Crickets.
See, I'm not a real host.
Traditional.
Because I phrase questions poorly at times. When I say, who out there would pay Kuminga? Nobody's going to say yes to that.
You know, but the Warriors may, though.
Because people have level heads.
Yeah, the Warriors may.
No, they do.
But I can't believe... who's the guy we had on last year? BG Gelsheyer, when he said people around the league might like pods more than Kuminga.
I like pods more than Kuminga.
Just
on the number.
Well, that's different. You're grading on the curve then.
Well, that's.
But when I ask you, what do you really feel about Kuminga? Are you going to give him this extension? Is how you really feel?
No, I'm not giving him.
And I wonder if the Warriors feel like we just need to see one more year from you.
I hope that's what they're saying.
We got a super chat from Ian. Pay Kuminga. He might $5. He might not be worth it next year, but year 3 to 5, he'll easily be on a great deal entering his prime.
You know,
like something you might say.
Huh?
Sounds like something you might say.
I'm not paying him. I'm not paying him that much. I'm not paying him that much. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, it's not his fault that those are the parameters and that's how much he could get. I'm curious to see how this works.
But the one thing that I don't think people put enough stock in is if you just continue to pay guys, it has ramifications. You have to start, if you pay Jonathan Kuminga that kind of money, then down the road, you're going to have to make sacrifices, probably. Like, to me, the best teams in the league have a star. He makes the most.
Yeah.
Then they have a second best player. He makes the second most.
Gotcha.
The minute you have a player who's the fifth best player on your team, but he's making the most, you're in big trouble.
Wow.
You're in big trouble, I think.
Well, I'll tell you this about the current state of the Warriors. Let's put the right on the table. Brought to you by Atco, Steiny. Forget the second best player on the Warriors. If Kuminga is not, if we don't know or you feel like you don't know if you want to pay this man right now, then that's scary as hell about the Warriors' future in regard to, life after Steph Curry, they don't have the guy yet.
No kidding.
No, that I mean, pour me a double, a triple.
Is that just hitting you?
No, I've Kuminga for the last couple of years, he's been that guy. Like, that's
the
name.
What guy?
The next. When Curry and the big three are gone,
what?
Star, superstar or star.
Well, who thinks that?
Well, we're going to find out if the Warriors do.
Let me ask you this. Do you believe, and let's say, and I'll be honest, we don't know.
Yeah.
Do you believe in 4 years, Jonathan Kuminga can be the best player on your team and you're a contender, title contender?
I don't want to say no now.
Well, you have to, because you have to decide whether to pay him now.
Okay, I'm going to say 4 years, I'm going to say yes.
I'm saying no.
Wow.
He doesn't do enough.
Right now.
Right.
But you're saying in 4 years he couldn't get that.
There are some things that I think are harder to pick up.
I agree.
One thing is basketball instincts, and I'm not crazy about his.
Pod has a lot of that.
You know.
I mean, man, you said 4 years. That's wow.
Like, and this is also what happens. You know, like if Kuminga's agent says, well, Max, well, eventually Joe Lacob and Dunleavy have to say, okay, you want this guy to get the max. All right. He doesn't rebound. He doesn't pass. He can only guard on the ball. He's not a great three-point shooter.
Right now.
He can't change direction quickly with his dribble.
No. Right now, though, Stein.
Right.
But you asked me 4 years.
Name me a player that's come into the league, didn't have a gift for passing, and developed a gift for passing.
You're going to laugh, but Jordan Poole? Or would you say he was a way better passer when he came in than Kuminga?
Well, he's a way better passer than Kuminga, but I don't think he's improved. Like, I mean,
no, I get
certain
the
guys
to what
certain
what
guys
if you
see
take the box of two of those things.
That's and not maybe a, well, then a, good. Then I'll give you 160. If you're only checking the box for two, then I'll pay you for a player who only checks the box for two. Like, I just
Yellow Jacket saying Kuminga's shown him more than Ayuk.
That's fine. That's fair. I'm just saying. If you have to make the decision right now, I don't see Kuminga ever being the best player on a great team.
Wow, man.
Now, again, I could be wrong. All I'm saying is the reason I'm saying that now is because I got to pay him.
But
I got to decide whether I can pay him.
If that's how you feel in your core, forget just the Warriors, Donnie.
Let me ask you this, Guru.
You shouldn't get that chicken if I don't look at you like that.
510, Guru, name me one thing Kuminga's done to deserve a max contract. A max.
His ability in open space to attack the rim with reckless abandon.
Has he improved his rebounding over the course of his career?
I would say not.
Has he improved his passing over the course of his career?
No.
Well, then what leads you to believe that those are going to come around the next 2 or 3 years?
So, again,
I like the guy. But I don't like.
So, do you think
hit the pike with a max for Jonathan Kuminga?
Let's put another round in the table. Yeah. You think he was untouchable this summer, Kuminga?
No,
you think
I don't.
A team, if they wanted him, they could have got him. If they overwhelmed the Warriors,
yeah, I think they could have.
Mm.
I do.
I don't know how I feel about that.
It's a great, great point by the 925. You've got to want to pass. You've got to want to pass.
I like that.
It's one of the reasons. Well, I love LeBron James because he's
Kobe.
First and foremost a passer.
That
Why
is
would
crazy.
You say Kobe?
I would have some fun.
You gotta want to pass.
He's one of the best.
Well,
ever
that's why
ever.
LeBron is.
He's not.
Yeah, that's why LeBron is significantly better than Kobe Bryant.
Not at
because
the game
LeBron,
of basketball.
No, absolutely.
No, it's not.
LeBron was a much better passer and a more willing passer than Kobe Bryant.
But when Kobe wanted to pass, he could do it with the best of them.
When?
I mean, he's got 5 rings.
I mean, yeah, when he wanted to pass.
Oh, when? I got you.
Oh, so it's just the rings?
I love LeBron.
Well, he was always the best option scoring-wise on his team, so that's why he didn't pass as much. Why pass isn't really the best?
LeBron's always the best scoring option on his team.
Not always. Not shooting.
Yeah. He's the all-time leading scorer in NBA
history. Yeah, but that's longevity, which he gets credit for.
That's right.
No doubt about it. But you talk about...
Just stop. Stop. If we're talking passing, stop. LeBron James is a significantly better passer than Kobe Bryant ever was. Stop.
Or a more willing passer.
Both. Huh? Come on, now.
You feel how you feel.
Kobe's a better passer than LeBron.
I stand on it. I go greater.
Y'all
I go won't. Big picture.
You won't.
Yeah.
Because you know.
Saturday cinemas. I go player.
What's the Saturday game of best, cinema?
The big picture. I go just real quick. He's the second greatest basketball player I've ever seen.
In your Kobe mind. Bryant. That's now, great.
And LeBron is great. And you know why? He leads in points. He's not a scorer. He
That's
passes.
What makes him
no doubt.
The greatest player yeah. Next
but
to Michael Jordan
that,
in my mind.
Let's just put you on the autopsy table and say, what can you do? Footwork, scoring, post game. Kobe is right there next to Michael.
That's what you think.
You think I'm by myself?
Probably not.
Okay.
I'm telling you, I think LeBron,
I love LeBron.
Is a much
I not appreciate much, him.
I'll just say it. LeBron's better than Kobe. He did more. Sorry, that's the way I feel.
Game on the line, that's and you need a bucket.
Oh, now you're gonna,
and then and we can go defense too. Kobe's prime defense. I'll put it up there with anybody.
What about LeBron's?
Oh, it's great too.
Thank you.
But what if you need a bucket?
Okay, that's part of the game.
This dude what had if you a need smorgasbord a... of moves and could shoot with Bird like.
No,
Bryant could never do that, Stein.
Now he just said Kobe can shoot like Bird.
You know what I mean.
Like, this is what I'm dealing with.
Hey, who hit the buzzer?
This is what I'm dealing with.
The Mamba? He's got 5 rings.
I know that.
He got Andrew Bynum, too.
I know that.
Oh, my God. Sasha. Like, Kobe is great. That LeBron's great, Steiny. I appreciate LeBron.
No, you don't.
I'm talking about just that cold killer assassin, footwork, pivot,
okay,
handle.
Okay, if you want to say, hey, Steiny, Kobe Bryant's more of an assassin than LeBron James, fine. Okay, he's more of an assassin than LeBron
videos,
James.
Dude.
If you want to talk about who the better player is, it's LeBron James.
How about who's the most unselfish player?
LeBron.
No, that's I like that then better. There you go.
Kobe's better than Bird, and that bugs Steiny. It's not even about that. I could care less.
They're both
LeBron
great.
Might be better than Bird. But Kobe was not,
oh my
to
gosh.
Me, better than LeBron James.
Steiny,
what? I'll tell you right now. So if you have I'll do this.
Yeah.
888-957-9570. I'll bet you most people don't have Kobe as the second greatest player of all time.
I agree with that.
Okay, so most people will disagree with you.
But that's still not a slight. If you say you got him fifth or sixth, that's fine.
No, but you said...
Michael Jordan, the clone of him, man.
Well, he's not.
Well, he's one ring behind him. And if he wouldn't have been tripping with Shaq, they could have beat Detroit in 04. Well,
John Sally. Here we go again. Okay, so the Lakers lost to Detroit in 2004, 4-1.
He would not pass.
4-1.
They had issues.
And you know what? You actually don't... Like,
hold
you reward Kobe Bryant for being that way in his finals. But when LeBron does it, then you rip him.
Yeah. Kobe has nothing on his ledger like the Dallas series on the biggest stage. Something was going on with LeBron. I don't know if it was rumors or whatever.
Well, you just said
I'll
it
never
yourself.
Get over that. That is
what
the
happened
biggest...
in 2004 with Kobe.
Well, that was.
Yeah, let me.
No, that
me try
wasn't.
To
he was coming up small. He wasn't passing.
Well,
you know what I mean? Like him and Shaq hated each other.
Okay. So the guy didn't pass in the NBA finals, but that's not a big deal.
I'm going to rest my case.
You should. You absolutely should. You absolutely should. You can have him too on your list. That's fine. I'm just saying, I think most people would disagree.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
But I'm getting a lot of thank you. You know what? I appreciate it on the YouTube chat and the Xfinity mobile text
line. What do you
appreciate? Thank you very much. That 90, nobody's disagreeing with me. Please.
Ernie Chavez said, back to Kuminga.
Well, he's our program director.
He's got all the notes.
A couple other pieces of sound I wanted to jump on here on 95.7, the game. Let me see. Where's the...
Give me some TJ stuff.
What do you want?
Some TJ.
I'm ready to go.
He's selling, man. TJ is like a Kirby salesman for his boy. And I get it. I just feel like it ain't working, bro.
Right, you know, we can do that. We can listen more to TJ Houshmandzadeh begging. Yeah, we can do that. This is on Shanahan.
Okay.
TJ Houshmandzadeh, he was on with Willard and Dibbs yesterday, and he came courtesy of the River Islands guest line.
Look at my man.
Kyle Shanahan is like, he's a headstrong person. He's a great coach, but he's a great coach that should probably have two Super Bowls also. Let's go back to Atlanta when you're calling the plays. You should have won that. You should have won this past season. Patrick Mahomes throw the ball. Get that ball to Christian McCaffrey. Game's over. You guys, you're a Super Bowl champ. And so just like there's some missteps that B.A. may have taken, Kyle Shanahan has had missteps also in coaching in the biggest games of his career. And it doesn't get easier by getting rid of good players.
Okay.
That so he brought up that stuff, I feel.
Okay, so what is Kyle Shanahan making mistakes in the Super Bowl if he did have to do with paying Brandon Ayuk?
No, they don't. I mean, my bottom line is they don't feel this kid's worth it. And it's like what Willard said yesterday, and he's kept saying it all week. This is an episode of Friends. They really don't want to part. And if you really don't believe he's worth that, then make a decision and send his ass to wherever. And then, Brandon, how dare you turn down 32 M's if your girlfriend and your brother were in your ear, if that's what it's about. But, man, this thing needs to end before their first game against the New York Jets. Like, I don't know how this is doing the Niners any good. I'm not a ball coach, but I'll say that. What was Evan's word while you were gone last week? I still remember it today. Continuity.
Well,
this ain't
you continue to say this can't. Can't go to the Jets. Can't do that.
Are you saying there's a sense of urgency as you begin the preseason to get CD done?
No.
How, why you say that?
I went to high school or I went to college. I don't know why I said it, but I'm just saying I don't know. I don't have a sense of urgency about getting it done. Pick any reason you want. I said no boo 2 days ago. Give that as a reason.
Yes, sir.
They're laughing at you, Jerry, not with you, dude. That hurt me. That's like my grandfather, man.
That's too bad.
I love Jerry more than anybody, man.
You guys,
that ain't cool.
You guys,
and everybody laughing like there's a joke. Y'all laughing at him.
You guys out there think like Jed York comes to work and he's nervous. And he's like, oh boy, what are we going to do with Brandon Ayuk today? Get out of here.
But you have to have some resolve, Stoney. Resolution, that's all.
No, you don't. Not right now.
Who's going to win this? This is a standoff right now.
I don't know who's going to win it.
Who's winning right now, do you think?
Nobody.
I think the Niners are.
Okay.
Well, they're taking hits from, if you're into, hey, the Niners get off, it's a quiet offseason. It's about business. It's about the money business.
Tim Duncan, I have higher than Kobe Bryant.
But I'm going to shock you. That don't bother me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tim Duncan.
Yeah. He wasn't a guard.
Five in your face.
Yeah.
Tim Duncan. Always the best player on his team. Kobe can't say that.
Yeah.
So drop him on your list.
I won't.
Move him down.
Just the stuff that's going through my mind, the games that I've seen him play.
Oh, yeah.
Gosh.
It's amazing how
he get to the elbow. Bucket!
Yeah, let me tell you, it's amazing we forget all the 9-for-24s. Amazing.
Now.
Sorry, it is.
You know how hard it is to create 24 shots in the NBA?
Don't put me in a spot where people just worry about
how many go in. There's an art on creating a shot.
Oh, thanks, Goo. Appreciate that.
No, yeah, that's what I'm here for.
Well, in that case, throw Kevin Martin up there. Hey, that guy got his shots with Sacramento. Buddy Hield actually could put up 20 a game.
Can somebody do a study, Evan, on Kevin Martin? How did he score in the league for the three?
That's
or
all
four?
He did.
But he did it effectively.
Yeah, he did.
Then he just disappeared.
Well, he won a lot, too. I will say this about Kobe Kevin Bryant. Martin. The one thing that I loved about him.
Oh.
I did. Dude, I'm the most objective person in the Bay Area.
Okay, finish. I want to know what you loved about
the thing that I loved about Kobe Bryant is he didn't ever complain about guys with the shot clock running down.
Wow, Stein.
Who didn't want to take the shot, who gave it to him with 3 seconds left on the shot clock, meaning he had to take a bad shot, which affected his percentage. but he never, ever, ever complained about that. That's what I respect about Kobe Bryant.
Hey, I appreciate
one
that.
Thing,
though,
one
no,
thing,
that's real,
one
man.
Thing, one thing, just one thing. No, I mean, yeah. I respect more than one thing. That's just one thing.
I love it, man.
Played hurt, too. Yellow jacket, right on the money. One of the toughest players.
Digits.
In the history of our
issues.
League.
Yep. But Tim Duncan, I'm not mad at all. That was a bad dude.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, how was Kobe as a teammate?
F. And then
I wouldn't give him an F.
Until you put him up when Gasol came and he took on leadership and he got the two rings. But before then, Stoney, I could get how, who's this young punk? You know, rapping and doing all this stuff. But
Kobe rapped?
Oh, my God, Stoney.
I'm serious.
Yeah, Kobe rapped.
I don't remember that.
Yeah. It was about the time he went to the prom with
Brandy.
Brandy, look at my guy.
Yeah, it happened in my hometown. Philly, baby. Yes, Stoney.
Yeah, you're right. Or Mary.
And that's another thing I respect about him. He's from Philly.
Yeah.
Well, he grew up in Italy. I know.
Speak four languages.
I know. You know what?
How many can you speak?
Barely one.
Yeah, some would say I have one.
Although, you know
boy.
What? I'll be honest with you.
Spanish.
Just get me to Mexico City for 3 weeks, and I'll be speaking fluent Spanish.
I'm shocked your parents didn't make you take
it. I'm pissed off at my mom, who didn't speak Italian to me as a child. My mom speaks Italian because her mother never, you know, her mother was from the old country.
Yeah.
Where's Spadone?
Well, son, you've had years to learn Italian.
Right.
And you blame it on your mother?
Had she instilled the foundation at a young age, oh my God, could you imagine Steiny able to converse in Italian?
I expect you to know another language.
How do you say Casanova in Italian?
California. Isn't your last name German?
That's my dad's side.
Yeah, but imagine Steinmetz speaking Italian.
Hey, Donald Trump, I identify more with my Italian side. How about that?
I'm kidding
about Trump. I'm not going there.
I'll give you one.
I'm not. No, I.
And I'm 2% sub-Saharan.
Wow.
You know what? What are those things, Ancestry.com or whatever?
Yeah.
I should probably do that.
It lies.
That's what I heard.
That, I got a story about it. If I want to bring it to air.
I do want to hear it.
Okay.
I think everybody wants to hear it. Well, I'll tell you what.
This is a real one.
We got
a lot of us are shocked in the Johnson house.
We don't have to. We don't have enough time to do it now, but I'll tell you what. You guys know, Xfinity Mobile Text Line and the YouTube chat. Do you want to hear Guru's story about trying to find out his lineage?
Ancestry.com.
Okay, Ancestry.com. Put a poll up. 888-957-9570. Yes or no. What's coming up next on the game is presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. That segment was also brought to you by Safeway. Now, the one thing that was great about Saturday was met a lot of guys.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at MyBob's.com to play now.